feel like I'm about to sing. Hi, Lynn.
Hey.
It's so funny. When the music was playing, my arms went straight out to the side, and I started, like, lip-syncing to the song, and then I saw myself flying. And then I literally just came from Walmart, and as I was going through the checkout line, you know how they have the all the stuff like right there as you're checking out, so you'll buy something right before you check out?
Yeah, yeah, impulse buys.
Impulse buys, yeah, that's what it's called. I was like, I can't remember what that's called. Yes, impulse buys. And all of a sudden, I grabbed a Milky Way. Well, it's not just a normal Milky Way candy bar. It's like two to go. So you get these two bars inside of one package, so you can save one for later, and it says twist to close. So apparently, on my radio show today, Lynn, I guess I'm going to twist something up and close it off and seal it like a kiss and move on.
Okay.
How's that for an intro?
There you go.
I don't even know what I'm going to talk about today, but hey, I am just going with the normal flow of my radio show pattern, aren't I?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's par for the course. You never know what you're going to talk about, but for some reason, it always turns out decent.
It does, doesn't it? And it was really cool to have feedback on last week's show. I love feedback. I used to hate it. No, hate's a strong word, but I use that sometimes appropriately. I really did not like feedback back in the day because I ran this horrible egotistical pattern of myself where I thought that I was always right about everything.
Okay, right.
And even if my personality didn't come off as if I was looking like I was right, my energy would come off as if I knew everything. And so I had to learn through this spiritual awakening of myself, I had to learn the distinct difference between my personality and what my personality was doing that stemmed from the base of my brain and my intellectual thought patterns. And then I had to learn what my energy was doing and what kind of communication my energy was having. So I've learned that I've had these two different types of communication centers, my human ego of personality and then my human consciousness of spirit. If that makes any sense at all.
Okay.
So now I've just gotten to the point where I really don't know anything. And when I channel in information in that split moment, it seems like I really know a lot. And even at that, I really don't care if it's right or not. It's just that it's coming through. And so for some reason, it's supposed to come through. So I surrender to whatever it is that's coming in, and if it affects people in a healthy, positive manner, then great. And if it doesn't, oh well, who cares? Okay, because somewhere, someone out there is getting the message, or it wouldn't be coming through me. So I just happen to be like a nice little conduit where I pay attention to what that kind of stuff is. So However, my home phone is ringing. Isn't that nice? So I must, it's like ET, phone home. So I guess I'm going home somewhere energetically, and this is going to be a really interesting, session of a show, I guess, because, I have absolutely every intention of completing a loop today on this radio show. So, back to my feedback. So, I really like it when I get feedback from people, like from the listeners on my radio show or from people that are watching my YouTube videos online or whatever it is, because it really gives me an idea that somewhere I still am always connected to source, which means I'm always connected to someone out there in the universe. And the feedback is just the representation that I'm still connected. And so whether it's positive or negative is beside the point, because feedback is feedback. So I no longer take offense to what people give as feedback, because I know it's nothing personal, because I'm just a conduit to basically stir up people's emotions and belief systems and energy grids and things like that, so they can continue on their spiritual quest of who they are and become the best possible enlightened person on the planet that they, you know, want to become in this course of a lifetime. And if they don't want to become that, or they don't really give a crap, well, guess what? They'll never know who I am, because their energy will never get to me anyway. Right. So at the end of the day, I don't know why we all get pissed off about stuff.
Because it's fun.
Well, that's true. Well, we can get pissed off, but we can't. I think that we could get mad and yet just not take it personally.
True.
Because when your emotions get tied up, that's when it all kind of gets weird and whatnot. Okay, well, I'm done with that boring piece of information. Okay, Lynn. Yeah, this is what happens when I'm connecting into Source. I go, what do I want to talk about today? Nothing. I want to talk about nothing. I'm going to sit here for the next 50 minutes and talk about nothing.
Okay.
That's going to be an interesting show, don't you think? Absolutely nothing. I'm talking about nothing. No, just kidding. Okay. People pay to hear me talk about nothing. Okay. So I need to give a plug for myself. Okay, Lynn?
All right. Do that.
This Christmas, I am giving the gift of myself for the holidays. You want to know why?
Sure, go ahead.
Because I've always been told by my parents that I am a gift from God. Well, here I am. I am a gift from God. I channel information through my human body from the God source. So therefore I'm a gift from God. Mm-hmm. So I chose to gift myself this holiday season with gift certificates. However, then as I was growing up, I installed somewhere a belief system that somewhere I can always be bought. So I chose to, hey, let me have this gift from God be bought. So I'm choosing to have people buy gift certificates for sessions this year for their Christmas present. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that works.
And I only cost $60 to buy a gift certificate. And that's exactly like way below what I charge normally. I love this. So I just got a text message from somebody out in the universe, Michael, and he says, talk about how to enjoy Christmas or something. Ooh, I like that. Okay, Michael, I am going to do exactly what you just texted in. This is me letting go of what Shelby needs to talk about and allowing listeners to call in or text message me or whatever that is to have me talk about what they want me to talk about. Because I've been very selfish since I started my radio show, because I've been through a lot of transitions in my world, and I have allowed the radio show to basically clear a lot of energy for me. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm looping back around to where I'm putting the needs of my selfish energies away, because I've reached the pinnacle at which I need to reach in this moment. And so now I can be available just for the listeners. So let me switch gears, Lynn. What are you doing for Christmas this year?
Hanging with my wife.
Oh, how nice. And when you hang with your wife, what do you actually do?
Well, I guess for this year, the plan is to have the actual Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve. Take everybody out and have the dinner then. That way we can have Christmas Day to ourselves.
I love that. I actually, as you were saying that, I got up to get my angel tarot deck. So basically what you and your wife have decided to do is basically do all the family stuff the night before, and then that way you guys get to enjoy the actual day of Christmas.
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay, Lynn, I'm going to do something different now. I'm actually going to do my psychic medium work.
Okay, fire away.
Okay. I want to have a conversation. When people, this is a very, very good time to talk about how does one wake up to their own spiritual enlightenment. And I want to tell the universe out there and all the listeners that we're always waking up and we're always on our spiritual path. I mean, that's why we're here. So there is no such thing as like, oh, hey, one day I'm just going to wake up and decide, hey, I want to be spiritual. Okay, we're all already there. Now, when it comes to the month of December, you know, that's when you have Hanukkah, Christmas, holidays, you know, whatever all those labels are out there. However, the energy during December and during the holidays is one of magic because we have Santa Claus. And I don't know about you, but I believed in Santa Claus when I was little, and I still believe in Santa Claus. Santa still visits me. And the energy around Christmas time is a great time for us to connect in deeper to who we are in that angelic realm of being. So I think a really great gift that possibly you could take to a white elephant party, or you could even give it as a gift this year, would be an angel tarot card deck. And the reason I'm putting it in a category of white elephant or even just giving it as a gift, it may not be something that people out there would normally gift somebody. And usually at a white elephant party, you give like really strange, kooky gifts. And then later they get re-gifted to take to another party.
Right.
They're usually gifts like nobody would ever give someone. And because there's a lot of people out there in the world who do not play in the world of tarot cards because the simple reason they don't understand them, then I think it would be a really good gift to take to a white elephant party just because you wouldn't have to worry about explaining yourself. And you could just be like, yeah, I thought that was really cool. But somewhere, somebody at that white elephant party will probably really use them. So it's really about just giving the energy of that gift. And then I also think it would be cool if these angel tarot card decks was in a stocking stuffer or something like that. Now, I want you to write down, Lynn, what the name of this deck is that I'm going to talk about, and I'm actually going to do an angel card reading here in just a second.
Okay.
The deck that I use is by Doreen Virtue, and it's called Angel Tarot Cards. And I just Skyped that to you, so when you write what the show was about today, you can write on there that one of the things that I'm suggesting people take to a white elephant party or give as a stocking stuffer or gift this year is a Texas Psychic Medium gift certificate and also a Doreen Virtue Angel Tarot card deck.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So, and I also have friends out there who read angel tarot cards, and if they contact me, I can set you up with those people as well. But I do them too. Now, so let me explain tarot cards. a lot of times people think tarot cards are voodoo. Well, voodoo is just another fancy spiritual name. Okay, it's just about connecting to an energy and being able to tap into the source of information. Now, an angel card deck is less intrusive to the soul because, especially around Christmas time, you know, the Christians, of course, we all believe, okay, you know, there's Jesus and whatever, right? So that there's an angel realm, apparently, right? If you're a Christian and you're connected into Jesus and all that. So for a lot of the Christians out there, the angel tarot card decks are less intrusive because they're angels. And what a lot of people don't know out there is ministers and preachers and things of that nature, they use tarot cards. How do you think they get their inspiration? And I'm an ordained minister, okay, and I use different types of tarot card decks when it's appropriate for people. So Doreen Virtue, for people that don't know, she really specializes in the angel tarot cards. And you can even get a certification to be able to read cards for people. And this is a great way to get acclimated to a higher source of information other than your own egotistical information, because you learn how to pull the energy in from source and then channel it into the cards. And if you have someone that you're reading the cards for, then you're automatically tapping into that person, and therefore you're having an exchange of energy. Now, you can't do anything wrong with tarot card decks. It would be like going to Vegas and learning how to play blackjack or something. Okay, it's just cards, and everything's energy anyway. Now, the deeper you get into intuition, psychic ability, and things like that, if you're going to professionally start doing it like the way I do it, well, then you naturally have to maybe learn how to communicate that information without putting your own map on it and things like that, that you're literally reading it, you know, for that person. But here's what I want to do, Lynn. Okay, you want to play with me?
That
sounded weird.
Yeah, I was going to say that sounded a little off, but okay.
That sounded a little kinky, Lynn. Okay. Well, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to actually, we're going to do a joint tarot card reading together, okay? And I'm shuffling the deck, okay? And what I want you to do is say stop, and also type the word stop on my Skype screen when you want me to stop, okay? So I'm shuffling.
All right, S-T-O-P, go ahead and stop.
Okay, now, I did this on Aranum the other day, because Aranum, it's on my website, thetexaspsychicmedium.com. Aranum is a spiritual community where I also do psychic readings, and a lot of times people like me to use my cards because that's what they know. And the other day I was doing this, and just like what happened with you, when you said stop and you typed it, the deck split into two parts, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm actually splitting it in a very weird, strange way. This is why I need a TV camera over here. Okay. All right. I've got my hands on the cards. I'm going to do my own unique way, and I'm actually going to do a universal tarot card reading, okay? So let me go here and see where I'm headed. Shing. Okay. Come on, universe. There we go. All right. Get this one. This one. And this one. Okay. And I'm burping. Shing. Okay. I have three cards laid out in front of me. The one in the middle, okay, is a major arcana card. What that means is basically, it is, how do I describe a major arcana to someone? A major arcana card is basically, there's 22 cards in a tarot card deck that are major arcana cards. And these are actually cards that describe major events or turning points that are happening in people's lives. So these cards can also represent different stages that a person can go through from childhood all the way to their older types of age. And they're all numbered, and they have archangels in them, okay? So the one that's in the middle is the Justice card, and it's actually the Archangel Raphael, and it's card number 8. And what I like about card number 8 in numerology, yes, major arcanas are major life experiences. I'm going to repeat that. And so the what I love about the number 8 is that in numerology, the way I view number 8, it's navigation. Well, next year, 2015, is an 8 year. So next year, it's going to be a navigational year for many, many, many of us. Okay, hello, all of us. This year, 2014, is a 7 year. And a 7 year is seeing the truth. So right now, a lot of people are seeing the truth. Well, I'm going to read what the Justice card means. So next year, okay, I'm basically doing a New Year's tarot card reading. That's what I'm doing. Okay, Lynn? Uh-huh. Justice, this card comes to you because you're trying to make a decision. The angels guide you to wise and carefully consider decisions with fairness extended toward everyone involved, which also includes yourself. If you can't be objective in this matter, seek out someone who can act as an arbitrator. So basically what's going to happen next year, because it's a navigation year, a lot of people are seeing the truth of their lives right now, and they're moving towards looking at how they're going to make a decision to justify the truths that they're seeing. And so a lot of times when you see that truth and you start to navigate, You pull people into your stuff. So what this is saying is just be considerate that moving forward, whatever decisions you're going to be making, you're going to have to also take into account that there's other people around you. And the difference between justice and going to court is, as most of you know, I went through an eviction process, is justice is about taking care of doing what's right for you and being responsible for your own actions. Going to court is basically saying, okay, I didn't do anything wrong, or I feel like I haven't been justified somewhere in my behavior. So I need to go into a courtroom and have a judge basically rule the verdict. And that's really how I got pulled into that eviction, because that was a ancestral type of lineage crap that I was dealing with. So somewhere in my higher consciousness, I said, okay, I'm feeling like I'm not being heard, so I'm going to go ahead and play this eviction all the way out. I'm going to court. That's how I ended up in court. Okay, so but we can alleviate that if we do a lot of work up front to where we don't have to play those kinds of situations out. Okay, now this card also means that a decision will be made in your favor. If you're currently in a legal dispute, it will turn out positively for you. Okay, so if there is anybody out there right now that is legally going through something, okay, this could be a really big message for you out there. Furthermore, it's important to thoroughly review legal documents or contracts before signing them. So this is about doing what's right, taking responsibility for your actions, resisting injustice, and standing up for your beliefs and issuing or accepting apologies. So Raghul, as I'm calling him, I'm sorry, he's Archangel Raghul. He is the archangel who creates harmony within relationships and who can help you make decisions that involve other people. So call upon him to bring about peace between you and others. So basically, this is a big indication that next year there's going to be a lot of indifference going on in ways that maybe we're unaccustomed to having. And it's important that we all remember what we're really seeking. And a lot of times people feel like we need to get justice from other people because we're, how do I say this? It's easy to blame other people for things that we actually create. And so what we do is we place that blame on other people, and then we expect those people to come back and give us our own justice. And it's not for those people to give us the justice. It's for us to give justice to ourselves. And that means that we have to look really deep within ourselves and our darker sides of who we are energetically to go, oh, wait a second, I did that. I created that. Oh, my gosh, I need to look at it for me. And that's why we turn around and want other people to do it, because it's easier for us to be like, yeah, you owed me that apology. Yeah, I was entitled to have that. Okay, because we want to be right. And so that's why all that happens. Okay, now moving on. Actually, no, not moving on. I want to take an intermission. I'm going to call it an intermission. I'm going to move the justice energy, and then I'm going to move into what happens after you do justice. Okay, Lynn?
You got it.
Got it.
What separates us from them?
Juda, Chilia, Kelite, quality, qualitet, qualidad, qualidade, quality, Jakost, Kajistva, qualidad, quality, Ansaud, Upora, Latu.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Quality.
It sounds the same no matter where you're from. Cosmic Broadcasting.
Hi, this is Tony Caputo from No, I'm Watching Football.com here to tell you about the Gridiron Grub Cookbook. It's a fantastic gift idea for the football fan in your life. It has great football-related stories from fans all over the country, but more important, it has fantastic recipes from football fans from all over the country. At least one delicious recipe from every fan of every pro team in the league. And people ask me, Tony, what is No, I'm Watching Football? Look, if you know me and you ask me to do something on a Sunday afternoon during football season, my response is, no, I'm watching football. So we took that, made it into KnowIMWatchingFootball.com, and turned that into the Gridiron Grub Cookbook as well. Appetizers in Atlanta to salmon in Seattle, jambalaya in New Orleans, wings, burgers, chili, you name it, the Gridiron Grub Cookbook has it. Fantastic gift idea for the holidays. You can get it today. KnowIMWatchingFootball.com.
Imagine a place far removed from typical radio limitations. Imagine a place where what you want and what you get are the same. A far-reaching place that is not restricted by signal frequency. A radio destination whose shows and their content span the globe. A place where the expression of ideas and opinions are not limited. An experience that defies the structure and restraints of local to terrestrial radio. A destination that allows you to be as free-thinking and in control of your own radio choices as if you were behind the controls yourself. Now, imagine it's real. Imagine such a thing exists.
This is crazy!
Welcome to Cosmic Broadcasting.
The Party People in Pueblo is a family-friendly place with live entertainment in their theater every weekend with dollar popcorn. Located at 685 South Union Avenue, they have been voted best of Pueblo for places to have a birthday. Check out their website at www.coloradomagician.com or call 719-582-1490 today for more information.
Hi, I'm Linda Ellerby. I was diagnosed with breast cancer 11 years ago, and I know how scary it can be. Everything your doctor says sounds like a foreign language. HER2-new, oncogene, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How can you decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Go to breastcancer.org, a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say those words and find out what they mean. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
Don't forget, you can take our shows wherever you go. Download the Cosmic Broadcasting app. It's free for your Apple or Android device.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Pure energy.
Girl, you cutting out. Ah, there you go.
Remember when I first started my show, I said, how many songs can we like play just because I like hearing them?
Ah, okay. Yeah, now I got you. Hang on, I gotta get the phone.
Oh, good. Okay. Let's see who's calling in, shall we? Let's remain in curiosity. Curiosity, we may have a caller.
No, that
a listener may be calling in.
No, that actually meant to continue while I was taking the call. But nevertheless, since you're here, I got Michael on line one.
Oh, yay! Hello, Michael.
How are you doing?
How you doing? In the words of whatever that TV show host name is. Wendy Williams.
I heard you guys are doing readings over here. I wanted to get into it.
Yeah. Do you know about Angel Tarot cards?
I do. They're awesome.
Tell us what you know.
I know that when I was starting out with figuring out, you know, meditation and so on, and, you know, wanting to, you know, change my life a little bit, I was wondering, really curious about, you know, what direction should I go to and so on, and it gave me a really great visual representation of, you know, what was going on. It was pretty accurate, so that's how I communicate with God and so forth sometimes.
Who introduced you to the Angel Tarot cards? Was that your first deck that you were ever introduced to?
No, actually, I was just, because I was really curious after NLP, so about stuff, and I had a dream one day that I was doing tarot cards, and tarot cards scared the heck out of me because I was raised, you know, tarot cards are used for the devil, so to speak, but I was really mm-hmm. interested in, you know, how they worked and so on, and so I looked it up on Amazon, and they ended up having Angel Tarot cards. I was like, wow. And Doreen Virtue was really good at, you know, taking out all the bad stuff and leaving in the good messages and getting prayers for people and, you know, really good stuff for the planet.
Oh, on there. I love that you did your research.
Right.
And explain to the audience real quick what NLP is. Can you explain that for listeners that are wondering what those three letters mean?
Sure thing. NLP, or neuro-linguistic programming, is the science of communication where it allows, you know, the different functions of the brain, how they filter in information in the auditory, visual, kinesthetic realms. And what happens is it allows your words to be connected to someone's brain filters so that you can actually communicate at a pace where both of you guys can understand each other and you can be in rapport with each other so that you're clear about it. I know that's a lengthy definition.
Yeah, that's a really good definition because Michael and I really understand what NLP is. And with you getting into the angel card tarot realm, I can, based on you having NLP background, I can see why that moved you into the angel card reality, because NLP opens up those channels of communications to the brain. So therefore, you're looking for tools to be able to connect to higher sources of information so you can connect deeper into people. So that makes sense that going through NLP classes, you were looking for a tool to be able to help you connect deeper.
Right.
And so now what do you do with your angel cards? Do you do readings for people? How do you use your decks?
I use my decks for planning purposes. So they're really good if you want to do a weekly reading for yourself. If you want to know what's going on with something and you may not be clear, so you sit down, get into a great silent position and allow God, process through you, ask your angels, your aunts, your uncles on the other side or whoever, and channel that. My good friend Pat, I talk to her all the time when I'm doing this stuff. I know it may sound crazy at first on the radio, but, it actually gives me, what I'm looking for and, some guidance where I might not have guidance for.
And have you had a positive result lately about you doing an angel card reading for yourself that you can share?
Sure. Let me think. When I was getting into SMU, actually, I was so nervous. Literally, when I was doing my interviews and so on, because it's a lot of people when people apply for SMU on the community college level, and they're applying for these top 10 spots for these full tuition scholarships. And so what I didn't have at the time someone like Shelby or someone, that I could ask, hey, is this going to work out, really? And so, I used the cards, and funny enough, I'm a big probability person, too. Even if you're not, mystical or so on, you have a 1 in 50 chance of getting certain cards, and they were all saying the exact same thing when I was putting them on, and it was, no need to fear, God is here, and it was, this is all going to work out.
And then how did that make you feel inside to have that kind of a message for yourself through the angel card deck as a tool?
It felt pretty good. It felt, it wasn't as if, I was just drawing out of a hat. It was as if, something was there supporting me in that. Well.
So basically it was your own energy that was feeding through that deck that helped to give you the guidance and the inspiration of the quote-unquote answer, if there is such a thing, that you were seeking to calm the nerves or the anxiety of whatever might have been transpiring in the energy. Is that, am I hearing you correctly?
Absolutely.
Okay. So basically, when people go on to online psychic sites like Aronim and things like that, I have to train people to say, to tell them that I don't have their answers. I only have what can open them up to help them get to their own answers that they're seeking. And I know how to help guide them. So what I'm hearing you say, Michael, is after you went into NLP and you were looking for a tool to help balance that intuitive side of you that got awakened, you found the Doreen Virtue angel card decks because it was less intrusive, because like you said, it took all of the quote-unquote bad stuff out, where it made you pretty much feel like, if I'm having to put words inside of you, of your energies, that it was almost like you were sitting with God when you were doing the angel card decks. Is that, absolutely. Is that a, okay. Because I know when I do my angel cards, I always feel happy and healthy and alert. And like, because I know that it's my energy that's feeding through the cards. So whatever it is that I pull, I'm going to have my own interpretation of what it is. Yet it always does make me feel good because it helps me to know that I'm on the right track. So it's
right.
Basically,
and I think where people have an issue with the cards is that they get airy fairy on themselves and they allow the cards to, you know, tell their future or whatever. And sometimes it's a huge wake up call. I had a reading and it told me, hey, you better get on this. You better get action towards something. And I was wondering, okay, what was that action? It turned out to be, you know, applications and stuff I needed to get in. And I couldn't figure out why it needed to be so fast until I actually got into the application process where they needed to rush delivery because I was about just to make deadlines.
So basically, it alerted you to what you physically were not being able to see through your own filter in that moment, and that angel card reading then opened up that energy for you to feel inspired to go, oh my gosh, I have to get these applications in.
Absolutely.
So that, what I'm also hearing you say is it inspired you to listen to the voice inside of you to take the appropriate action that you were already kind of building up energetically to move you further along your path.
Yes.
So would you call yourself psychic or would you just call yourself divinely in tuned with your energy through your cards?
I would say I'm connected as far as every living thing on this earth, it's atoms, you know, shaking at a vibration of energy, and everybody's connected to everyone and everything, and I get to be a part of that, and I get to enrich that experience.
That's brilliant. Like, I could not have said what you just said. That was genius. So, I'm going to leave you, Michael, before we finish this phone call, with that second card that I pulled. And it was another major arcana card, and it was the sun.
Ooh, I love
and
that card.
The sun, yes, and the sun is representative of the happy outcome, brilliant new ideas that lead to success, and having confidence in yourself. So,
reminds me of your personality.
Do what now?
It reminds me of your personality, Shelby.
Oh, it reminds you of me being the sun.
Yes, like a happy camper pill.
Yeah.
For somebody.
Why did I all of a sudden want to? All of a sudden, I wanted to start channeling Scarlett O'Hara. I don't even know where that came from.
Follow the wind.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, what is that? So anyway, would you like me to pull a card for you, Michael, before we finish your phone call?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so I am going to shuffle, and then you tell me, as you well know, stop when you feel it.
Okay. Stop.
Ooh, okay, it is.
I felt that.
Yes, oh my God, three just got pulled. Okay. King of Water. This is who you are in the moment. You are trustworthy, compassionate, respected, and cultured. And it says to open your heart and mind to those around you, trustworthy and heartfelt advice and charity work. So basically, my message to you with the King of Water is that you are intuitively a natural person who can listen to people, offer them compassionate words, and that come from what your own experiences are, and to maybe take that gift and start doing something with it. So maybe start doing more angel card readings for people, you know, having a gift exchange for those readings, because people are now open, willing, and ready to listen to your advice. What possibly was holding you back was the Ten of Fire, which is too much work. Maybe some things have been out of balance. And
absolutely. It's finals time.
Yes. And so I have another caller. I've got Tish online too. So, Michael, there's your card. There's your gift for calling into the show today. So do you want to leave the listeners with any last piece of advice?
If you're starting out with angel cards, I would say get a nice card deck. I love the Archangel Michael cards. They always have some power and kick to them. So that was my first card deck.
The Archangel Michael cards?
The Archangel Michael Oracle cards. It was really great.
Well, that would make sense because your name is Michael. You are an angel.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Michael, for calling in, and we look forward to hearing you on future shows. And we're going to go to now Tish online, too.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
All right, Tish online, too.
Hello, Tish.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, my gosh, hi. All of a sudden, my voice went really, really high. Oh my gosh, it's like, all of a sudden, Tish, it's like my face just got frozen in a smile and my energy just went, wee, 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 wee. It's like, it's almost like it feels like it's coming up out of my body.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you are so funny. Okay, yay, I'm so happy you called. Why did you call?
Well, I learned the beginning of it and it said that you were kind of doing a little bit of a loop, and for me, because the loop would probably be for you around 1995. Does that make sense?
Oh my God. College.
Yes. In 1995 is about the time, actually that is the time that we met, and 1996 I would say is when it was also a good year. But that's when we were doing a lot of things together. And I just want to let you know, because you were also talking about awakening and stuff. I wanted to let you know that first of all, I'm going to say that Shelby has always been a pretty outgoing social person. And she is like, or she was like exactly how she is today. So, you know, I think that it's great. The biggest thing that I love hearing Shelby now is that she is very accepting, and that's why I really like it. I like to hear her because she has all this acceptance and of herself and of other people. So I don't really know where I was going with that. Kind of helps. I don't know. But anyways, what I was going to say in 1996 is also when I kind of wanted to come up to you and ask you about little metaphysical things, paranormal type things, intuition, because I kind of felt like back then that you were a person that, you know, that person. And so now to see you through the years, I mean, I haven't really spoken to you in a long time, but hearing your stories about how you become spiritually awakened is actually, I really have enjoyed it.
I'm literally about to start crying, Tish.
I don't know if you were aware of that in 1996, but that's how I felt when, because I would say that that was the year that I started to feel, you know, a lot, a connection towards you. My family, to me, has always been spiritually awakened. There are certain people in my family who do things. We don't necessarily do the work that you're doing, like want to take it up professionally, want to talk with other people, but we have it inside of us, and it's just something that you either want to use, or sometimes it may be a little bit scary and you suppress it. But I think the biggest thing is if you can find other people who share your ideas, your connection, it just makes it so much easier. And so I wanted to let you know that it makes it so much easier.
Oh, Did you go away? Tish?
Go away?
Nope.
Hello? Okay.
What was that last thing you said?
I don't know where I stopped.
Well, you know,
sometimes... Go ahead and say it. What were you saying?
Well, I was hearing you say that it's nice to have people that you can... basically, the way I interpreted it was, it's nice for you to have people that can share the same kind of experiences or thought processes that you're going through, so to speak.
Yes, that's exactly it. So it's always really nice. So, you know, I guess I just wanted to call and let you know that.
And you know what, Tish? I want to tell everybody out there that, you know, Tish and I both went to Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches, and I went to school because I was wanting to be a teacher. So I went to get my teaching degree. And when I met Tish, I always liked Tish because I always knew you were good people. I always knew that there was something deeper inside of you that somehow made me feel like I wanted to go deeper inside of myself. Meaning there was an energy there of inspiration, but I couldn't tap into what it was. So it's very interesting hearing you because like I'm telling everybody out there, you know, Tish and I are friends on Facebook, but like she said, we have not spoken to each other probably since college. I mean, really, like this is the first time I've heard you, you know, on a phone. You know, probably since college when I would see you in person and talk to you. You know, having words through Facebook is different. And so to actually hear the energy behind your voice, I'm sitting there going, oh my God, Tish, we really have come so far energetically. And to hear your words and that feedback, it completely threw me off guard. I had no intention or idea that anybody was going to call into the show for one, and then have it be such a surprise that you called in and had the courage to do that. And then to even give the feedback that you have given, because quite honestly, Tish, I didn't know that you viewed me that way back in college, nor did I even, around 1996 when we were graduating, that maybe my light was starting to shine then in a different way. And then it took all these years for me to be able, I guess, to trust that energy to wake up fully. And so the reason I was sitting here going, oh my gosh, I have tears in my eyes, is because you really affected me today by that feedback. And I'm just thinking about how many people are out there that are maybe going through the same thing, but they never have seen themselves that way. And I'm so grateful that you're in my world and you get this, because it makes everything that I'm moving towards on my path worth it, because I feel like I'm doing it for a reason instead of just doing it to do it, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does.
And it's like I want you and Michael and other people out there to go on that journey of self for whatever your gift is, because, oh my gosh, there needs to be so many more of us out there talking about this stuff to where people don't think that it's scary or that we're hiding it, because it really is just how we're all supposed to be living.
Mm-hmm. And now, to be open and honest, though.
Yes. So what can I do for you? Is there anything I can do for you before we end the phone call today on the show? Like, I feel like I want to gift you something.
I don't know. I guess there's no. I think everything's good. Lately, just your positive energy has been great, you know. So I guess I'm not sure.
Well, then what I'm going to keep gifting you is positive energy. And
that
I just saw me going into Dreamtime tonight with you and, like, dumping some fairy dust in you.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Tish, much for calling in. Lynn, do you want to say anything to Tish?
No,
our second caller?
No, I think you about summed it up. That was good.
Oh, my gosh. I've had two callers today. Tish, thank you so much. Call anytime. You know, leave comments. If there's something that comes up and you want to send it to me to where I can discuss it or bring the energy in, please do so.
Okay. Sounds great. Have a great day. And talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Okay, Lynn, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, my God. That was so cool.
See? Told you people were listening.
Oh, my gosh. That's like, I mean, two callers in one show. I almost about feel professional. Like, I didn't even know they were going to do that.
Yep, that's the aim. You don't know, but you treat them as if they are. So it's good.
Wow. So it's like if I got one more caller in one show, oh my gosh, that would be three. And that would be like a new thought pattern for myself.
Right, right.
You know what I just learned about myself right now is that maybe people really do care about what I do talk about, even though it seems really crazy and loopy and strange.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's the feedback that I'm willing to have now in my world, because I really want to use my life to where I'm here for other people, and how I can be a conduit of information or a platform for people to discuss their gift or who they are and help me, you know, bring that to the people,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah.
So we have about 2 minutes left, Lynn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell people out there that there's something that I'm just now beginning, and it's my this is kind of, I don't know, my head's getting all itchy. It's my psychic TV vlog. And I just did it. I just did my first one 2 days ago, and it's on my YouTube channel, which is the Texas Psychic Medium, and you can also access my YouTube channel through my website, thetexaspsychicmedium.com. And I'm really encouraging people to share and like my psychic TV vlog, because I've always had this dream of doing radio and TV, and now it's really becoming a reality, and I'm having to inspire myself to do the shows, to do the psychic TV vlog and everything like that, and inspire myself that I can create the content based on what the universal consciousness is seeking.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like I'm kind of going through this shift of getting not followers, but inspirers who are inspired to hear that kind of information that is coming through me that I'm putting out into the media.
Okay.
So what I'm asking for help and guidance from the universe and my listeners is if you guys can help me create an energy to pull in those people who are seeking the kind of information that the media platform that I'm creating is putting out.
Okay.
So
that's fair.
So that's kind of that's what I'm asking Santa for Christmas. And Santa is all of my people in the universe who are supposed to know me, my energy, and you know, those kind of soul family kind of people.
All right.
Okay, Lynn, I'm excited about this show. And I'm excited about Christmas.
As you should be.
So I'm going to take my passion and I'm going to continue to make it happen. And until next week, everybody, keep expanding your light.